Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Fine Gael TD in Galway East. Pete Roach is with me here on the line today because Pete's looking for a national review into Down syndrome regression. Why did you raise this issue, Pete?
I think it comes on foot of a survey that Down Syndrome Ireland conducted, and you know, that indicated that 17% of families had witnessed you know, sudden and unexplained regression of their loved ones that were experiencing Down syndrome, a loss at times of communication, loss of mobility, or indeed, you know, daily living skills issues. So, and of course, you know, as most Oireachtas members around the country, you from time to time, you will have people visit your constituency clinics raising those issues. And it's against that. And I suppose my very close contact with a family, my niece, who has a beautiful child, Down syndrome. And it's my being mindful of that and being, you know, knowledgeable enough with regards to the issues that, you know, present on a daily basis. And then when you get the results of these findings, that's the reason why, and it's the best reason in the world of God to want maybe for, you know, improvements in that sector. And that's what I called for. And I've gotten an open door from both ministers, which is, I have to say, and all ministers, both Minister for Education, Minister for Health, and indeed Minister Hildegard Nocton for Disabilities. So,
okay. So this is really a sort of a families witnessing a sudden or an unexplained regression in their loved one with Down syndrome. So probably around communication or mobility, Pete, is it?
Correct, that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, what is maybe there are deficits, I suppose you might say, in the services that affect some people. And, you know, I think one of the things that that's really critical on this is the assessment of needs waiting list that needs to be shortened. There is an urgent need to improve the speech and language therapy, the occupational therapy and physiotherapy indeed. And because, you know, very often physiotherapy helps with muscle tone and then, of course, most importantly, regular checks, you know, with regards to cardiology, because heart defects are pretty common in people, you know, with Down syndrome. So I think it's against that background.
That's why you're looking for this national review. All right. 1800 453 106 is the number. Pete, stay with us if you don't mind for a few moments. I want to bring in Ray. Ray's with me on the line today in Laois. Is this something your family's experienced, Ray?
It is, yeah. We're experiencing this now for 10 years. And I suppose the biggest problem with this is that it's kind of, it's new, if you want to call it, medical information. Now, I did a lot of research back in 2020, as they say, when we were all in lockdown, and I put on the thinking cap and tried to address this, and I found a specialist in California that's doing pioneering work in this whole area. And he's developing, if you want to call it, areas of diagnosis and of treatment. But the biggest problem we've had, we're 10 years into this now, with this condition.
Is this, sorry, Ray, is this your son? Is it? It's your son, isn't it?
My son, Aaron, yeah,
Aaron,
he's 28.
Okay.
At the minute. We started encountering problems when he left his special school to go to day services. And this is one of the things that seems to be around this condition, a traumatic event, you know, in an individual's life tends to be a trigger for the onset of this. Up to this, it's been impossible to try and get a diagnosis exactly what's wrong. He's been diagnosed with, you know, depression, psychosis. We've been asked, has he got autism? You know, there's all the things like this, behavioral changes, changes in thinking, loss of functional skills, social skills, difficulty sleeping, language difficulties, irregular movements, mental health symptoms. And under all those headings, there's a whole branch of different symptoms in there. So it's very, very difficult for looking at an individual with this, because it can be a host of different things. Yeah. But I suppose what's happened in the past, it would come in under, look, it's Down syndrome, or early onset maybe of dementia or Alzheimer's, which individuals with DS are prone to. So it's only in the last couple of years, in the States, a lot of developments in this area, and this is what we're trying to piggyback here in Ireland to get the medical profession, if you want to call it, to engage with this and try and get some sort of a medical pathway. Because the biggest difficulty we have at the minute is there's no straight medical pathway in relation to getting this diagnosed and treated.
So it's the supports and the medical supports that are out there probably need to be improved as well. So the idea of calling for a national review into Down syndrome regression, is, you think this is required, Ray?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, to be quite honest, we've been at the end of our tether on many occasions in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Because what it means is that our son now needs 24/7 care. Like, he's nonverbal as well, so that adds another element of difficulty into the whole situation, because he can't tell you what's wrong with him. So, it's been very, very difficult. And some of the aggression has been very, very severe. Like, you'd have the house upturned on you, and it's what we call flash rage. You can't determine what the trigger is. Loud noise is sometimes other stuff, but it's just, And it's difficult. It's difficult as a family to do, Anthony, because you can't plan Anthony. A parent has to be with him all the time. We've gone through things of where, overeating, over drinking, liquids, OCD behavior, agitation, aggression, anxiety. And it's very, very difficult to live with this 24/7, 365, and that's what we're living with. So definitely any review that can help parents out there. And like, we've started a parents support group in the last 2 years in conjunction with DSI and Down Syndrome Ireland.
Yeah.
And the reason for that was I had been sitting here, looking at my son and kind of going, we cannot be the only people experiencing this. And we've gone from, I suppose I was the original member of this, we've got 40 families that have come forward, and that number is increasing by the month.
And that's all signs of regression.
Well,
just when you mention that, and you mention other families, Ray, I've Brian with me on the line as well. Brian is in County Leitrim. Your daughter, I believe, Brian, has showed signs of regression over the past few years.
Yeah, Connie Constance is 20 months old, or 20, it's gone on for 20 months. She's 21, actually, in October.
Okay.
She was a happy-go-lucky, very outgoing person, loved life, getting her hair done, going out to coffee shops, texting, faking photographs, sending WhatsApps, and all of that kind of stopped. And there was significant regression over a short period of time, really, about 20 months ago. So like Ray, we've been listening to other people describe the various symptoms, and we've discovered from our interaction with the Down Syndrome Ireland group, other parents and our own research, that it is a neurological condition characterised by this sudden loss. There is research in the USA clinical trial that shows it can be reversed if it's diagnosed and treated within the first, say, 36 months, and that there is a process to do that. But I suppose Ray has given half the story, and our story is very similar with Constance and her issues. Like, she would be confined at home, she doesn't want to go anywhere, and you can give into that, because most of the parents involved here are older, because it happens between the age of 10 and 30, say, and so the parents are older, they're burned out by having a child with a disability in the first instance. So when you go into the medical system, you realise then, and Senator Nessa Cosgrove raised our case in the Senate on the 9th of April, Minister Hildegard Nocton was there, but it really adds a profound level of disability above Down syndrome. It's really, really difficult and heartbreaking. But the key thing, I suppose, is that there's no real official pathway to testing or diagnosis. And so when you get into the medical system, you're trying to convince people that there is something wrong. They're just that park you up. They'll send you in all sorts of directions. They won't do the range of tests because it requires a differential diagnosis. It's not as simple as taking a blood test and saying it is this or it isn't this.
It's probably multiple different faculties.
Because of what Ray explained. It's across so many different aspects of life and health. It can be a traumatic event, but it can be an infection that crosses from the blood-brain barrier. So we've met a huge amount of people in the service.
Yeah.
Constance was transitioning from the paediatric service to the adult service when this started. So we had reviews by psychology, behaviour, speech and language reports done. And really then we go into the medical testing, so the blood tests. And really from the clinical trials in the US, it is through an MRI and lumbar puncture that you can identify it, along with all the other tests. So bloods, endocrinology, all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it requires a lot of medical interventions. And I know that we have another daughter who's in college, and if she displayed the symptoms that Constance has displayed, there'd be a blue light, she'd be in the hospital, she'd be getting all the tests. That hasn't happened and doesn't happen because Connie has Down syndrome. So the official knowledge or established pathway is simply not there. The medics, in particular, and in the private sector, we went for private references. But we were very lucky to meet Hayley McMahon in the memory clinic in the Sligo, linked from HSE. And she linked with the Brain Health Unit in Talla and the older people's research in Trinity. And she's helped us to find a pathway in the service where we've got many of the tests completed and are moving towards, hopefully, a treatment plan. But it has affected all aspects of our lives, our own health and well-being as parents, our daughter, or their daughter, and Constance, her life is completely turned upside down. And it's very hard to explain the impact that that has. But if we found a way that the experience of families, and Ray mentioned 43 of them, could be recorded, and the interactions they've had with the mental health system, the disability services. Even Constance, our daughter now, is in the National Learning Network in Sligo and getting great support in many ways from Sharon, Bernie and Blonnet there. But it's impacting on her participation there. And things like, you know, because of her personal care, things like restrictive practices have been referred back to us, you know, her consent to the various things because she's an adult. And they complicate her life in the service, in the medical system, because, you know, a simple thing like getting a blood test, you know, she gets extremely and can, and I know others haven't been able to get blood tests. Their family members are at home and they can't get them out to get the basic tests. You know, and even when we were going through the MRI process, the neurologist who we are now engaged with was saying, you know, for older people and those who can't necessarily stay still while the test is going on, there isn't a system in the Irish health system to allow them to take the time and to support a person so that they can get a good image from the MRIs. So there's so many issues here, and it's so complex. But for a person with Down syndrome, what I can see and what we can see and from the families we have, they're excluded from the system because it's set up to not deal with them. It's explained away because they have Down syndrome. Sure, it's Down syndrome. And it's not good enough that it's misdiagnosed or ignored. And we're trying as a group with Gina and Grant, who's there, and Ray and the other families to try and find a way.
Okay.
So we would like to start with documenting, and the minister in the Shannon asked for those stories and lived experiences in Ireland to be documented as the first part of research to try and address this. But we, you know, we want to see the clinical trials happening here in time.
Okay.
And sooner rather than later. But we want to see this, the medics understanding it, being informed and taking it seriously.
Okay. And it's and
the confusion that happens is not continued.
I appreciate, Brian, you sharing your daughter's story with us and Ray there as well. Just when you mentioned Gina Grant, Gina's on the line. Gina, of course, is from Down Syndrome Ireland. I mean, 17% of families reporting this kind of sudden or unexplained regression in their loved one, Gina.
That's in a general survey that our research officer, Nicola Hart, had put out just to see where we would need to work on in forward planning for our members with Down syndrome. In the whole, I would say that the number would be a lot higher. As Ray said, he contacted us last year, the year before, and said that, you know, what he was going through, and surely he couldn't have been the only one. And we put out an expression of interest, and it has taken off within months. We had over 20, and as I said, now we have 46 registered members who are all showing signs of regression in the group, and each one is different, and each one is so traumatic on them and the family, and the experiences they're all having is very similar to what the medical profession. Mm. The difficulty is the Down syndrome overshadowing, as Brian had mentioned, is that people are not understanding that this difficulty is a medical or neurological problem. It can be put down to behaviour, it can be put down to stress, it can be put down to depression, psychosis. And what happens is we're doing the wrong pathway. We're going down a different pathway and prescribing antidepressants or maybe psychosis and trying to take each symptom singly instead of doing a whole routine evaluation on the person.
So Will this national review then, you think this will help? This is what's required, Gina, is it?
Absolutely. And yeah, it helps people that are only hearing this now. Thank you for bringing this out to national airwaves, because people are going through this and don't know what it is.
If
a member of the family have passed away and their person has maybe changed from, and it's even, and if we've had since our webinar with Dr. Santaro, and both parents have mentioned the clinical trials that's happening in America. Dr. Santaro has done webinars with politicians, with families, with doctors, and is available for anybody who wants to link in with him. And his clinical trials have shown there's a clear medical pathway of investigations that we should be doing that is not offered to families here in Ireland. We've had families that had to go to court for treatments, and we have families, like as Brian said, to get the treatment that should be and is available for other conditions. We cannot get it available for our members simply because they have Down syndrome. And we need to turn the clock back here. We need to look at the person and not the syndrome.
Do you know, Ray, you're still with us there as well, and you know, I can really hear the sense of frustration, you know, I suppose for you and for Brian there as well, talking about his daughter in Constance in Leitrim. It must be very frustrating though for, you know, you and partners and other siblings and loved ones, and in watching on of all of this, and maybe just that sense of you know, the sense of advocacy, I suppose, that you've been doing all of your life for your son. It must be very hard to, you know, keep that kind of momentum up as well.
It is, and I think Brian highlighted that very well, is that whole element of us as carers getting older and how that affects our mental health and our physical health. And I would have encountered that in the last probably 24 months, especially from a mental health point of view. And it affects the whole family dynamics. It affects, you know, the relationships within families, like, you know, even siblings, because a lot of attention, you're paying a lot of attention to, if you want to call this child with this condition. So it really affects everything, the whole family, like, and family life, because everything has to be planned around, you know, this, your son or daughter. And as I said there, it's 24/7. 365. Mm. You're looking after this person. So it's very, very frustrating.
Certainly seems to be a sort of a broad welcome for the idea of a national review. Deputy Pete Roach, who has raised this, is still with me on the line. Just finally, I mean, Pete, you talked about a kind of an open door in terms of talking to ministers and politicians about this. Will this review now be launched?
Absolutely. I have every reason to believe that it will. And I genuinely and sincerely thank Down Syndrome Ireland for bringing this, I suppose, to where we're at. And the compelling stories from Ray and Brian are all the reason why this needs to be dealt with and this needs to be managed, because, you know, I think Down Syndrome Ireland mentioned the numbers, like 46 you know, it has increased to numbers like 46. Now, that's not a very big number in the overall scheme of things. So there's no good reason why we can't expedite.
All right. Well, keep us posted and keep us updated, Ray and Brian and Gina as well, you know, if the review is launched and when that happens. And we'll certainly like to keep on top of it here as well at Lunchtime Live. But Fine Gael TD in Galway East, Pete Roach, Ray and Brian, thank you both for sharing your stories. And Gina Grant there is from Down Syndrome Ireland. The email, if you want to get in touch, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.